curated by the Covert Collective is comprised of a number of diverse voices. We're pleased to offer succinct introductions to some of our different contributors, mostly in their own words, but facilitated a little bit by myself, Bart Gazzola, who is the assistant editor here at Curated. The first of these is someone who has significant experience both in Canadian art magazines as well as a keen interest in lens-based practices.
My name is Rita Godlewskis, and I'm the editor and publisher at Photo Ed Magazine. And we are actually the last independent photography publication on newsstands across Canada left as of 2021. So we started out as a photography education publication. The magazine started over 20 years ago by a group of really passionate Canadian photo educators who wanted a resource for their classroom. And this is pre-internet. So back in the day, the magazine format was sort of ideal in that it was affordable to teachers and could go home with the students quite easily. The magazine has stuck around. I took over in 2017 as the editor and publisher, as the previous editor publisher retired. And yeah, we've made a significant number of changes. We've got ourselves on the internet now. I guess the editorial side of it has shifted as well to really focus on just finding amazing Canadian photography stories. The previous focus was, I guess, more technical stuff. You know, to be honest, if you want to figure out how to do something these days, you can pretty much just Google it. And so we've really just shifted in looking at the storytelling element of Canadian photographers' work. So we have featured everything from fine art to hard documentary stuff, and really on a national level. We really aim to show work that, you know, comes from all parts of our beautiful country. It's pretty busy over here. We publish 3 editions per year. And we also, I guess, a little bit pre-pandemic, got into some events. During the pandemic, we've been doing virtual events, which have also been pretty fun. And it's just, again, another way to create a platform for like photography-based artists to share their work, as I'm really excited about doing with Curated Now. So you will see some of these stories cross over into Curated, but I feel like the more eyes on Canadian photographic art, the better. Yeah, so I'm excited to get some of this stuff onto the platform, and stuff that we don't put in the magazine will also be going onto the platform by me.
So can you maybe give us a bit of a teaser about some of the photographers, since that's your focus here, some of the photographers and some of the artists who work in lens-based media, because that's such a loose space these days and kind of a fun loose space. Could you maybe give us a bit of a teaser about some of the people that you'll be featuring?
Oh, coming soon to curatednow.ca. How can I do this without giving it all away? I guess we've got a little bit of a lovely amount of lead time. So I'm really excited that we're able to really slowly and carefully craft amazing stories that, you know, work with the artists. I think that's really important. My upcoming feature will also be the cover of our next edition. We are featuring a very lovely and talented young Black photographer from the Ottawa region. His name is Stefan Alexis, and I am really excited about sharing his work. I think he just has an incredible vision and an incredible perspective, and I'm excited to share it. His level of craftsmanship is outstanding. Somewhat in tandem with what, you know, we do on the magazine, we're really looking, I'm looking to share diverse stories, like people, especially in the photographic realm. There has not traditionally been a lot of diversity in terms of whose work gets published and whose work gets exhibited. And I feel like there's room and there's talent for more. And I think that there are some really impressive emerging voices. And some of them, I think when a lot of people use the term emerging, we, I guess, automatically assume young people. However, I am also very excited to be presenting some older people who have taken up the photographic arts, and they've got a lot of cool things to say too. So I don't know if I want to do any name dropping, because I don't want to ruin any surprises.
I actually kind of like that you're not going to so much mention specific people, because there's something you said that I think is really, really interesting. And I think is something, again, where we have an overlap between photo ed and curated. We're both interested in individuals who tell stories and tell stories through their images. And in that respect, also looking at stories that maybe haven't been told and stories that maybe are out there that both your magazine and curated can kind of help direct people to, so they can sort of see that there's a lot of things that are happening that are definitely worth their time.
Absolutely. And I think just doing it in a way that's genuine to, with an aim to support these artists' work, ultimately. You know, there's especially during the COVID pandemic situation, places to share your work are quite limited. We don't really know when galleries are going to come back. But, you know, I guess we're lucky that we can have this platform to go as wide as possible too. I think that the national and international nature of curated is really exciting.
That was Rita Godlevskis, publisher and editor of PhotoEd magazine. We'll be doing more introductions to our contributors here at Curated by the Covert Collective, and we encourage you to check back at our site, as well as our social media feed, to learn more about the people who make up our group and to enjoy their features, their curators' picks, and other selections highlighting both Canadian and international art.